the number of different ways that life's getting better is really it's quite astounding. And that, you know, the idea behind UP is that if we think about that a little bit, if we, you know, if we pay some attention to that, it's not just a matter of trivia. It helps sustain us in the things that you know, that we care about and the things that we're doing, whether it's, you know, in our family life or our career, and in any, you know, aspect. If we have a little bit of sense of hope and optimism, you know, we can go forward. If we think everything is bad and getting worse, it really is hard to keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, in terms of the topic of, you know, people's, you know, overall direction of life, you know, obviously the number one thing folks ask when they hear about this book is, well, how can you say life's getting better when the economy is obviously, you know, in tough straits and so many folks are struggling? And my answer to that is, one of the studies I write about in the book looked at happiness across the globe and, you know, on day-to-day basis, are you happy, are you not happy? And what it found was that the richest Americans are at exactly the same happiness level as the Maasai cattle herding tribe of Kenya. And, you know, when you understand that, you know, the basic, you know, roots of happiness have, you know, nothing to do with, you know, the size of, you know, the vastness of one's wealth, and that, you know, people who live in huts are at precisely the same level of happiness as people who have private jets, you know, you kind of get a sense of sort of possibilities in people's life, and not to, you know, not to foreclose the possibility of enjoying life even in times of economic struggle.
If your argument is that things aren't getting worse, why does everyone feel so bad, or why did you feel the need to write this book?
Sure. Well, there was actually a newspaper headline, you know, that I saw that said, "Life is getting harder, experts say," and it really connected to me with the general sense that I have from people that I know, from you know, the media, from, you know, just about every sort of indicator that one would turn to that sort of thinks, boy, things are tough right now and things are bad right now. And, you know, just as an example, I don't know anyone who would disagree with the idea that they don't have enough time in the day, that they have too much stress, that they, you know, are just running out of time to do the things that they want to do in their life, and this is a serious concern of theirs. And so one of the entries in UP, for example, points out that our life expectancy has grown more in the last 100 years than it grew over the previous 5,000 years. So, you know, in a very real measurable sense, we've never had more time than we do right now.
Is UP similar to 100 Simple Secrets in the layout?
It is very similar to my previous to my previous books, the 100 Simple Secrets series. Each of the entries is a little finding from researchers. Each of the entries is a little anecdote that relates to that finding, and, you know, a little discussion of what all that means. And so it's 365 ways that sort of life has never been better. And some of the entries are, you know, focused on the very short term. Some of them, you know, as I mentioned earlier, focused, you know, literally on, you know, the direction of things over thousands of years. Some of the entries are sort of the trivial matters of daily life, and some of them are the absolute big picture, you know, things of how we spend our time and how much time we have.